This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Lark in Texas is with us. Link to larkintexas.blogspot.com on page one of USA Prepares. And, Lark, you mentioned Homeowners Association. And I just wanted to let you know that and our daughter bought a house many years ago. And she got a letter from the Homeowners Association showing a picture of her house, the front of her house, and indicating that the screens on the windows, a couple of them did not match. So the screens didn't, two of the screens or three of the screens didn't match all the other screens on the front of the house. And she was notified that if she did not get that corrected and have them all match, that she would be fined by the Homeowners Association. So our daughter responded in writing to the Homeowners Association and said, I don't know where you got this picture, but if you come and look at the house, you will notice that that is not the way the house looks. That must have been an old picture from the previous owner, and the screens actually do match. Now, there's two things to be said here. One, if she was threatened by the Homeowners Association. The other, with a fine. The other is, who are these people? You know, I would laugh. I would just laugh at people telling me that I had to comply with cutting my lawn to a certain height and having, you know, adhering to their whimsical rules and regulations. As a matter of fact, when I lived in the East Coast, I wanted to build a garage, and I was told by the Homeowners Association that the plans that I had for a freestanding two-car garage was 2 feet too tall. And I debated it with them, and I said I wanted to do that because I wanted to have a storage space in the attic of the garage, and it was my garage. And they said, no, you can't do it. We feel that it's too tall. And even though that the color and the shingles and everything is in keeping and matches, you know, with the existing house, that we are not going to approve it. And I thanked them. I thanked them for not approving it. And I told them that I would just put up a temporary structure. I found a circus tent, and it was I was going to direct that on the property as a temporary garage. It might last a few years, and it had, you know, it was one of those circus tents that is multicolored, is yellow and red and orange and white stripes, and would work just fine. And they decided that I might be serious. And they thought that just the horror of looking across the road at my circus tent for years, they felt that maybe my garage was in keeping with the neighborhood, and they approved it. So you can fight these guys, but you're absolutely right. They're a nuisance.
Well, I'm going to, you know, I don't do that much radio anymore, Vince. I've done it for about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And I must tell you that I haven't gotten much, you know, there's really literally a couple handfuls of people that have kept up with these issues and have been curious enough about these issues to want to learn about them. Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they impact our lives. And yeah. they're going to impact the destinies of our children's and children's lives. We have got to get better informed. And I'm telling you, if you do not use that word communitarian, it's because you're afraid to lose your audience. You're afraid to lose the ear of your loved one or family member because this word just sounds so inoffensive. Why do I need to know about that? No one ever says the word. The word you're going to hear, the word you're going to read, is that word, immunity. Now, I sent out an email blast yesterday. It's awaiting moderation. It was to American Free Press writer, former radio talk show host, Mark Anderson. It was a response to an article that he wrote on September 3rd at his website called thetruthhem.com. Now, Mark is going to be speaking in Austin this weekend, along with John Stadmiller and Jim Mars and Ron Avery, an architect in Texas, and Christopher Boleyn, to commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And so I sent out an email blast last night to about 175 folks. And it talks, the title of the article is The Giver Movie, : Tyranny Overcome by the Human Spirit. Now, in an abridged form, it's a recent post at Henry Mako, MAKOW.com. Under a different title, but it's about the same movie, which was released in 2014. Now, I don't go to Hollywood movies. I haven't been to one since 86. I don't watch the Talmud Vision, and I don't listen to the Jew Snooze. But you can go on YouTube, and you can watch The Giver, G-I-V-E-R, official trailer number one. This is a 2014 film starring Jeff Bridges and Taylor Swift. Now, they speak of this, it's a dystopian world that they talk about. And it sounds like it's a pretty good movie. Mark's article begins, The Giver is an intriguing movie which offers a glimpse or a glimmer of hope in a hopeless world, while serving as an apt metaphor for the kind of society in which we're captive while thinking we're free. Now, this is a Canadian, American, and South African movie that was recently brought out on Netflix, I guess. But it stars Meryl Streep, and apparently well-received movie. But I want to share with you my post real quick, awaiting moderation, because probably Mark is en route to this confab down in Austin. Commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And this is how I style it. Bravo, Mark. Outstanding analysis, which it is. Thank you. Communitarianism and its direct connection to the implementation, and enforcement of communitarian law defines our present reality to a T. The storyline scripted and presented in the film's trailer, though, styles it cryptically. And entirely too simply, as that omnipresent capital C word, community. And in the movie, they don't refer to it as the community. They just simply refer to it as community. Think of Newspeak, George Orwell's 1984. But guess what? There's an entirely new lexicon from the Newspeak of 1984. Do an online search. What is a communitarian? Question mark. What is communitarianism? Question mark. What in the world is communitarianism? Question mark. Reference the New World Order, 1939, H.G. Wells. He described the world coming into view in 1939 as world-socialism. It's a hybrid of libertarianism, communism, capitalism, and mercantilism, what we refer to as free trade. It's a system of parasitism. For you Christians out there, pull out your concordance. Look up the word freeloading. It's a system of neocolonialism, neo-feudalism, neo-Platonism. It's a system of arrested development, that which seeks to thwart all human potential, including yours. A quote from Nikki Rapana, 2004. Whether we're taught it or not, we're all communitarians now. A magazine cover, Newsweek, 2009, and an article contained in the pages within by John Meacham, its former publisher, editor-in-chief. We are all socialists now. Look it up. We are all socialists now. Newsweek magazine, an article by John Meacham, 2009. And then this, contained therein. Marxists are de jure socialists, and fascists are de facto socialists. They are both, however, socialists. The result of both types of socialism is the same: centralized government control of the means of production and the economy. I have links provided. If anyone wants to write me, it's not on my very small, humble list, LarkinTexas@gmail.com. I'll forward you the same information because I try to make things simple. I understand most folks, they have families, they have jobs. They haven't had the opportunity that I've had to research this topic 24/7 for, since 2004. Do a search. What the communitarians stand for. Go to archive.org, the Wayback Machine, archive.org. Type in nord.tw.net. Read the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto before it was revised in 2012. Excellent, excellent overview. You've got to have it. Community Aki, spelled A-C-Q-U-I-S. Look it up. Is the EU's new body of communitarian law. It's also in French, Aki Communitaire, which translated into English means communitarian law. Now, you got a company in Germany or Britain doing business in the States. Perhaps multinational corporations. They have contracts. And they're also doing business with the People's Republic of China or the Soviet Union or Israel or wherever else in the world. If there is a contract dispute, under what court, under what jurisdiction would that dispute be adjudicated in a court of law? Communitarian law is never fixed law. It is a type of law that Americans, people around the world, are sadly wholly unfamiliar with, and they need to get up to speed now.
Mark, when we come back, let's talk about hospitals and their ever-expanding reach and what they're doing with body parts. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, quick announcement. RK Gun Shows has an event this weekend. Yep, this weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee, September 10 and 11. At the Knoxville Expo Center, Knoxville, Tennessee. Guns, ammo, accessories, military surplus, outdoor gear, and vendors willing to answer your questions. That's this weekend. Post on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. Lark, hospitals are expanding their reach, and I was looking at a post, USA Today, and it's an old post. It's from 2004. Title, USA Today. There is money in the business of body parts. And that's just the title. What can you tell us about what hospitals are doing and what's going on with this expanded reach?
Well, I did a broadcast as a guest of Deanna Spingola's a few years back and expanded on the work of a retired physician. The keyword search would be I'll think of it in just a moment. But back in 1968, there was an industry, a huge profitable industry that was being prevented to emerge because the standard of care had not been harmonized with the so-called law. And the way it was conceived to harmonize the so-called standard of care, to permit the harvesting of organs and body parts, was to define this thing called brain death. Now, before that time, the only way someone was dead, no longer alive, was if they no longer could respirate or breathe, and if their heart stopped beating. So they thought, well, what happens if somebody is clinically brain dead? How can we harmonize the standard of care, the language within the standard of care, vis-a-vis the hospital system across the country, within the American Medical Association, and within that would bear the imprimatur of the American Bar Association. And so these people got together, these bioethicists, these legal beagles, these so-called experts from the medical industry. Remember, the medical industry, do a search, Rockefeller Medicine, documentary, and an e-book, Rockefeller Medicine. And this is where, this is at a time when you, if you remember in years back to that time, you had these heart transplant patients that were getting hearts, first of baboons and chimpanzees, then of actual human beings. And so anyway, just to make a long story short, they came up with this non-scientific term of art, which they called brain death. And what happens with organ harvesting is if you're a donor and you have a son that's 19 years old, he's in a motorcycle accident, he's pretty banged up, he arrives at the hospital by ambulance, and then they all of a sudden they hook him up, you know, with all the tubes, and they put him on a respirator, they give him oxygen, and they monitor all these vital signs. At some point, and this was easily done in those days, you could keep a patient respirating or breathing, and you could keep his heart beating. But for whatever reason, he wasn't snapping to, you know, or so the young boy's family members, perhaps even his wife's family members, et cetera, loved ones, were told. Well, the only way that you can harvest an organ is if the heart is beating and the lungs are respirating. You cannot sully the harvested organs with medications that would damage the organ to make it unsuitable for transplant. And I'll finish on the other side.
Mark is going to wipe the smiles right off our faces when we come back. Please don't touch that dial.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lark in Texas is with us. Lark, we've discussed death being of no respiration and no circulation, right? And then there's this new legal term, brain dead. So, No response to stimuli. And it appears that the person is unresponsive and may be declared brain dead. And then we're going to talk about harvesting the organs of someone who has been declared brain dead. Please continue.
Well, you know, I have a confirmatory bias, and I admit it. Every single member of my nuclear family was murdered by their doctors. And I don't say that to alarm anyone. I'm stating it as actual fact. Now, I could prove it if the courts had not been taken over by the communitarian, if the law schools hadn't been taken over by the communitarian, if the medical schools hadn't been taken over by the communitarian, and if, in fact, communitarian solutions always trump individual liberty in a communitarian system. You know, you have to harmonize, you have to balance the rights, so-called, of the individual and juxtapose them against the rights of the nebulous, so-called, community. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, like Walmart or some big retail operation needs your farmland and they've got a better use for it than you've had, even though the farm's been in the family for generations. But there's more revenue to be obtained by this other enterprise, this corporate enterprise, so you lose your farm. That's the kind of thing you're talking about, right?
Eminent well, that domain. Goes to the that goes to the 2005 Kello decision. Here's what you want to do. If you want to listen to that broadcast and see my accompanying research notes, go to Spingola, SPINGOLA.com, Spingola.com/LARK, LARK dot HTML. And this is from a broadcast of January 21st, 2014. You're going to see all my research notes in preparation for the broadcast. You're going to hear a two-hour discussion of these matters. And here are some texts which were central to that discussion. First of all, let me say that if you go to Life Guardian Foundation, let me make sure I get this right. I believe it's .org, Life Guardian Foundation.org. You're going to learn what affidavits and what documents to prepare so that you or your loved ones do not wind up like my brother, my younger brother, in 2011. What happened to him? He choked on a piece of steak. And, within 2 minutes, 911 was called. But see, after a man or a woman or a child stops getting oxygen to the brain, after about 3 minutes, ask yourself how long can you hold your breath underwater. Then something's going to impact their brain where they're going to lose motor function. And they're going to go into unconsciousness. LifeGuardianFoundation.org. Don't let it happen to you. Again, listen to the broadcast. Spingola.com/lark.html. Here are those texts. These are keywords. Look them up. A definition of irreversible coma. A change of heart and a change of mind? Question mark. Technology and the redefinition of death in 1968. Go to your encyclopedia, Uniform Anatomical Gift Act. Another title, keyword search, the 2006 Revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act. Hyphen, a law to save lives. Now, you're going to get all the information you need. But the bottom line is the patient who has been declared brain dead, they come out and say, we've done everything we can do. I see you're not an organ donor. you like to, you know, your little Johnny or your little Sally, you know, your wife or your husband, to give the gift of life to save somebody else's? That's his last contribution to humanity. And many people, when they get that driver's license, they say, yeah, I want to be an organ donor. Other people are not so sure. They say, I don't want to be an organ donor. But what's happening in these hospitals today is they play with the law and the language of the law to deceive. Now, to prepare for organ harvesting, they have to completely immobilize you. You cannot blink your eyes. You cannot cry out in pain. But rest assured, that patient is feeling pain, extreme pain, while they cut out their corneas, they cut out their heart, their liver, their kidneys, while they graft, they remove their skin for skin grafts. I mean, it's shocking, the types of things that are being harvested from live human beings in the hospitals today. Now, I've actually researched who has got the fat contracts in my neck of the woods here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the big players. These people are making money hand over fist, and they're auctioning off these body parts around the world in real time vis-a-vis or via computer today, instant communication. So, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on that because I want to share a little bit more information with you and your listeners, Vince. But you've got it right there. You do not want to be an organ donor. End of story.
I just posted a link on page. I just posted a link on page one of USA Prepares to your notes in Deanna Spangola's broadcast with you. And I did a quick search on organ donation in Missouri. It's exactly what you said. It's dmv.org.mo. And it says, did you know a single organ can save up to 8 lives and impact the lives of more than 50 people?
Oh, yeah.
And and they're selling this. And by the way, just as a quick note, there is this group that Obama signed an executive order in 2015. Directing federal agencies to use behavioral science to sell their programs to the public. So Obama is trying to make us more amenable to government programs. And he used behavioral research to figure out how they could con us into agreeing with these programs that they have, these contracts that they want us to agree to. So you're absolutely positively right.
Let's remember, government, if you look the word up, you go to its etymological roots, it basically means mind control. Okay? Government does not exist. The word is governance. And governance means management. Communitarianism is a scientific, quote-unquote, dictatorship of the community. And you think you're part of the community, but you ain't. You're the target for private interest groups, whether they be marketers, whether they be NGOs, people in public-private partnerships. Do a search, reinventing government. We don't have a government anymore. Everything has been privatized. Go on Dun & Bradstreet. Go on Manta. You're going to find out that every single agency, quote-unquote, of what used to be known as government, has been privatized. They've become corporations. Get it out of your mind. And if you want to know how rights are defined in this communitarian system of governance, of scientific dictatorship, of your control, then you need to go to the Humanist Manifesto. And you need to read the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. All of us need to be cognizant of this thing called responsibility to protect, or R number 2, P as in Paul. Do a search R2P was the justification, the legal justification under international humanitarian law for all the bloodletting in the Middle East in the aftermath of 9/11. Why isn't anyone talking about these things? It shocks me. We're only going to be able to touch the surface of this thing today. But unless the listeners are simply not curious, they don't give a damn, they're too busy, they've got other concerns that are much more important. If you don't want to know what is communitarianism, what is communitarian law, what is a communitarian, then you're simply not going to, you're going to basically be living like a zombie in La La Land. And, my goodness, I've been speaking about these issues for 6 years, but I'm telling you, what I see in the alternative media today, Vince, is a disorganized, chaotic effort to inculcate into the society at large, the populace, this entire notion of learned helplessness. Unless we get informed, we cannot fight. Because you can't fight what you don't know and you can't see.
Very interesting that you said that. The meetup group, when I was teaching them, wanted me to teach them how to prepare, and I forked off into an area where I was teaching them how to think. They didn't like that. They wanted to learn more about physical preparedness.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Lark in Texas is with us. Website, larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you'd like to contact him, larkintexas@gmail.com. Lark, I just posted a link to Harvesting Organs images on page number one. Absolutely horrible.
Well, let's avoid, if we can, read this article. The title is Learned Helplessness Through the Alternative Media. Remember the Art of War, Sun Tzu. If you don't know your enemy and you don't know yourself, you can expect to lose every battle in which you engage in this life. If you know your enemy and do not know yourself, or alternately, you know yourself, you claim, but do not know your enemy, then you can expect to lose half of your battle. Only if you know yourself and your enemy can you expect to prevail in all your battles and thus win the war. And what I'm imparting to you and your listeners is something that I swear must be talked about. It's not. It's not. It's got to be. When you hear that word community, when you hear that word sustainable or sustainable development, a red flag needs to go up. That word community is guaranteed to induce a state of cognitive dissonance. The world is not what we think it is. We all learn from each other. You know, learned helplessness, go to Britannica, anywhere, online, is defined as a mental state in which an organism forced to bear aversive stimuli or stimuli that are painful or otherwise unpleasant becomes unable or unwilling to avoid subsequent encounters with those stimuli, even if they are quote-unquote escapable, presumably because it has learned that it cannot control the situation. This debilitating phenomena has been demonstrated in animals as well as humans and reminds us of the Stockholm Syndrome. Do a search. Look it up. Another artificially induced state of helplessness that occurs in victims. That's just the first two paragraphs. It's a short read. We have to up our game. I'm telling you, the communitarian law in our courts via law enforcement is a reality today. We have to know what this word means. We have to understand that the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, so-called euphemistically Obamacare, is an entirely a communitarian legal instrument. This is our enemy, folks. This is the totalitarianism described by H.G. Wells in his 1939 book, The New World Order. This is what George Orwell was talking about. This is what Aldous Huxley was talking about. But the language that you think is inoffensive, harmless, that flies right over your head, the kind of crap that's being bandied about on your Sunday talk shows, they're talking about communitarian policy, and you don't even know it. And if you live in a slave labor camp, what Solzhenitsyn called a gulag archipelago, if you live in a model prison, which Jeremy Bentham styled the Panopticon, then you don't know the reality of the world that you live in unless you know about these words.
And unfortunately, Lark, there are so few of us who are willing to read and learn. And the simple definition of learned helplessness is people feel... people and animals feel that they're conditioned to believe that a situation is inescapable or unchangeable, so they give up.
Let's empower ourselves. Let's not be helpless.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Lark in Texas, thanks so much. LarkinTexas.blogspot.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.